Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Jim Rogers. It's the second part of our interview with him. Today he goes statewide, and yes, he has opinions. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Joe Gild, Chris Wicker, and Mendy Elliott. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The Holiday Race for Cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The Holiday Race for Cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Jim Rogers. This is the second part of our interview with him. He's the president and CEO of Intermountain West Media, upon which this program airs on several different TV stations across the state. Jim, I wanted to bring things home to Nevada and talk about the Shelley Berkeley-Dean Heller race that's coming up in 2012 for the United States Senate. On my visit to Las Vegas last week, a loyal Republican came up to me and said, Dean Heller is not doing enough to make himself recognized down here in Southern Nevada. What's your thoughts on what needs to be done for Dean Heller to gain some traction in Southern Nevada, and how strong is Shelley Berkeley going to be in Northern Nevada?
Well, let's start with Dean Heller. I would describe Dean Heller as a blank page. As you know, we do these interviews from time to time. In fact, we do them on a weekly basis. And we contact people and say, would you like to come on the show? We'd be happy to interview you, blah, 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 blah. And Dean Heller has never returned our phone calls, at least not that I know of. And he's the only person that I've ever dealt with who doesn't even return phone calls. Now, that to me is very fundamental. I think he is a blank page in every sense of the word. I have no idea where he stands on anything other than he stands against Obama and whatever Obama stands for, no matter what the issue is. So I think that with respect to Dean Heller, I think that he's a very bad candidate. I think he's a very bad congressman. I think I can't really understand how he slipped through the cracks and got to the point where he is. So let's start with that. So the question is, can Shelley Berkeley, who's rather controversial and who has an opinion on a lot of things, in fact, most things, and who's been very successful as a U.S. congressman, how can she run, because there are some things that she's done that are controversial, can she run and win against a blank page? And that's a problem. That's a problem because Dean Heller looks pretty good. He sounds pretty good, even though he never says anything. And that to the general public is very appealing. People do vote on their instincts. And I think that if you were just looking at the instincts on who votes for whom in this one, that Dean would probably come out ahead. So I think the answer is this. Is Shelley substantive enough to overcome the blank page of Dean Heller? And I think she is, and I think this. I think that if she does anything in the North, that he will do nothing in the North except sit around and expect that if he does nothing, he will get elected. And that doesn't sell. At least I hope that doesn't sell anymore. So I think that Shelley will do very well in Southern Nevada. I think that Dean will not do very well in Southern Nevada because nobody knows him. Nobody knows even what his face looks like, much less what he stands for. In Northern Nevada, Shelley will have a tough time. Dean is one of the Northern Nevada's people. They feel very comfortable with him, I think, and I think that they may feel uncomfortable with Shelley. But given those, I think that she will do better proportionately in the North than he does in the South. And given the addition of the difference in the voting number of votes in Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada, I think that Shelley will prevail.
How do you think that the Citizens United decision allowing corporations and unions to spend unlimited amounts of money in campaigns is going to affect this particular race? Because what we saw a year and a half ago is nothing by comparison with what we're going to see this coming election cycle. How do you think that's going to pertain to this particular race?
Well, I think what we saw a couple of years ago was not exactly bad. It at least provided me with enough money to pay the previous year's bills. I read the Citizens case. I think it's pretty logical. I think it's very sound. I'm not a constitutional lawyer. And in fact, in the next two or three weeks, my Twitters that come out talk about the Citizens case. Here's what I think. I think that as long as voters decide to vote, that no matter how much money is put into the election process by the Koch brothers, that money will not overcome the power of the population. The problem that we've got is not the money that comes out of that side. It's the fact that people don't vote. I think one of the things that the founders never thought about was that at some point people would just give up the vote. I hate to hear people say to me, you know, I'm not going to vote. Hell, my vote doesn't mean anything, so I don't go vote. More people don't vote than vote. And so my feeling is this. If people want to save themselves, as they did last night in Ohio, and as they did in one of the southern states, I think it was Florida, I may be wrong, the people need to stand up and say, we don't give a damn how much money is on the other side. Each one of us has just as many votes as you have, and there are more of us. So in Ohio last night, they just beat the living hell out of the position that had been taken before by the governor. I think that may instill people in this election to come forward and say, we're sick and tired of it. We're not going to put up with all the money. And regardless of how much money they have, we have more votes. And I think that in the end, that's the thing that's going to control. You know, the fact that the Supreme Court now says you can spend unlimited money, I hope is not really relevant.
We've got about 15 seconds in this segment. What do you think about the idea in Australia where in the 1920s they made it mandatory that you had to vote or get fined? Would you like to see something like that in this country to boost those numbers?
Well, you know, we've thought about that, but I think that with the right to vote goes the other part of it, and that is the right not to vote. And I don't think that you should compel anybody to vote when maybe they look at all of the choices there and say, I don't like any of them. I don't even like none of the above. So I don't think you should compel to somebody. I'm not even sure whether that would be constitutional to compel somebody to vote. And if they didn't vote, you would fine them. But I wouldn't be in favor of that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jim Rogers when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow Prepaid Visa Card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The Greenhouse Project, a Nevada nonprofit whose mission is to establish and sustainably operate a community-based greenhouse to supply food for those in need, will host a celebrity chef dinner on Monday, November 14th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Adele's Restaurant in Carson City. A sumptuous six-course wine pair dinner will be prepared by Chef Charlie Abaud from Adele's and guest chef Mylon Schmidt from Coco Dolce. Tickets are $200 per person, available exclusively at Adele's.
Make our lives better. Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Rogers, President and CEO of Intermountain West Media. Jim, let's turn our attention to CD1, Ruben Kuhn, and Dina Titus. What do you think of this race and the power of Dina Titus?
Well, I'm probably a little prejudiced on that, and certainly my wife would be a little prejudiced because we've known Dina Titus for years and years and years and years. She's a great mind. She was very active, as you know, in the legislature. I think she did an outstanding job. I think she has great leadership abilities. And that, when I compare her to Ruben, I think that Ruben probably has got some potential somewhere down the line. I think he's pretty smart. I think he's had some experience that's valuable. But I don't think that at this point he's equal to her or even close to being equal to her in trying for this particular position. And I will tell you right now that I will become very vocal and intend to do so and probably will financially support Dina. I know she has some problems. I know that there's some personal things that she does that kind of irritate people, which quite frankly should be irrelevant. But she's a very caring person. She understands the whole system. I think she has a pretty good view of the whole United States and how Nevada fits into the whole pattern, where Nevada can go with respect to its relationship with the federal government, with the federal legislature. And I think that, well, she's been there before, and I think that she's a good candidate. And I think that she's very honest and very thoughtful and very hardworking. And I think that's very important. So I don't want to take anything away from you, Ruben, because I think he has a future. But I just don't think this is the time that he should be the winner in that race.
All right, let me ask you to step back from this jigsaw puzzle and look at it overall. What does this do to the Hispanic vote, the Latino vote in the state of Nevada? Will this disappoint the Latinos to the point where they don't come out in the general election and Obama needs them to win in the general election?
Well, you know, Sam, I don't understand voters. I must tell you that. And I especially don't understand the minorities in that they don't get out and vote. And they don't seem to have as much interest as I think they should have in what goes on in government. You know, I really view a lot of what's going on these days as a fight between the rich and the minorities. And I think the rich in this country have decided they don't need the minorities anymore. And to hell with them. They don't want to provide for them. They don't want to educate them. They don't want to give them health care. They don't want to do anything because they feel that they add very little to the economy. I could go on for hours about that. So I'm very disappointed that the Latinos haven't come out. I think that they need to get some people in there who can convince them that it is their lives that are being taken away from them, that it is their lives that are being affected more than mine by what goes on in Congress, and that they better stand up and do something about it. And at this point, Sam, I'm not so sure that it's anybody's fault as to what continues to go on, not what has gone on, but what continues to go on, if the public at large will not step in and express themselves through their vote. I think that the minorities, and I'm talking about the minorities in the parties, forget the word minorities for a second. I think the parties, and I think the Republican Party has especially decided that the minorities are not going to vote, that they are not a factor in what happens, and that if you have enough money, as the Koch brothers seem to have, and all of their related people seem to have, you can run right over the top of everybody else, and that the minorities don't really have a vote because they don't vote. So I don't know whether I'm just rambling on about that or not, but I'm very concerned. I hope that the minorities will step up and vote, and I hope that they wouldn't say, well, because Rubin didn't get the position, that we're not going to vote in the general election. I just don't see that happening.
What are your thoughts on redistricting and how it all turned out? It seems like there are going to be no objections to the current plan that's on the table from Judge Russell.
Well, I have to tell you, I looked at it, and I don't understand it. I don't understand all of the intricacies to it. And I assume that they compromised themselves, or they reached compromise on where the districting would be, and the judge said that that's fine. So that's what you have to go with. There's no way you can redistrict or ever district anything like that that's going to be absolutely fair. It just can't work. So you do the best you can. And the question is it perfect? No. Have they done the best they can? My guess is they have.
Let's go with, we've got 30 seconds left here. Let's get your scorecard on Governor Sandoval. When he was first elected, you said he was Jim Gibbons in a better suit. Have you changed your opinion about him since then?
No, I haven't. He's a great disappointment to me. I think he's a lot of show, and that's the end of it. And I think when you come to the end of his governorship, whether it's 4 years or 8 years, you're going to find that the list of accomplishments could have been written on a 3x5 card.
And that's where we have to leave it. Jim Rogers, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir, and get your opinions. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
Well, you bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25%, and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
JM Furniture has great deals on select Serta, Simmons, and Englander mattresses. Get $100 off queen size and $150 off king size at either of our two locations. JM Furniture. Committed to satisfaction through quality, service, and price.
Tough choice. Those no-line bifocals say try to spot a typo. I dare you. They say, oh, hey, Dan, eat a big fat slice of humble pie chart. I'm going to be your boss someday. Let's rumble.
Find your look with iMaster selection, service, and prices. During our designer frame clearance, get two complete pairs just $99, including no-line bifocals and hundreds of designer frames. iMasters.
That works.
Honey, I just finished the gift list.
Honey, these are the bills. This is the list.
You took my mom off the list.
It's holiday time at the Joneses.
Who are you?
No money for presents.
How'd you get in here?
Not even enough to buy a fruitcake.
Look at those pants.
Look at that sweater. What the Joneses don't know is that using your vehicle title, Lighthouse Financial can lend you up to $25,000 in 20 minutes with no credit check. How's that for a happy holiday?
Call or visit Lighthouse Financial, 800-813-CASH.com, and drive away with cash today.
JM Furniture has huge holiday savings on sofas starting at just $399. And on a wide selection of dining sets starting at just $499. JM Furniture, committed to satisfaction through quality, service, and price.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Joe Gildas here, the attorney, Mandy Elliott with Nevada Business Strategies, and Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems. So as we tape this on the morning of the 10th, it is the morning after the GOP debate on CNBC. And man, whatever happened to Rick Perry? For those that may not have caught the debate, although I think it's hard to imagine anybody that watches or listens to this show would have missed the clips. He was trying to talk about three departments that he would eliminate. He got to two and then just blanked out. So he said commerce and education. And then at the end of a debate, he said it was the Department of Energy. But, right. But the quote that I liked that the New York Times reported was, he said, "I'm glad I had my boots on tonight because I sure stepped in it out there." You know, as you look at this, you know, with all the debacle going on around Herman Cain, now Perry, it just continues to float around me. And all he has to do is just say, "I'm not going to talk about Herman Cain. He can answer the questions." Your thoughts on where this Republican primary is at this point?
Well,
I shouldn't say primary, but the debates.
Yeah. Well, Rick Perry, I don't think is ever going to get close to Romney after this. He certainly is not doing well in Nevada. The latest numbers put him fifth behind almost everybody else. I read an interesting thing over the weekend, an economic analysis, and if there is no economic bump, the conclusion of the New York Times Magazine article was that the president and Romney, if they faced off, Romney would win, and it's almost he would win by default, I guess. So I don't see. I think it is flowing towards Romney, Sam, But Mr. Perry is, or Governor Perry is not going to be a challenge, I don't think.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that with the problems facing the country, mm-hmm. You know, and having 200 debates, I mean, you know, the good thing, I guess, for the general public is the more debates that they have and the more the public is watching because they're fed up with a lot of other regular television. So it's, as I've said on the program before, it's turning into American Idol. But we're getting to see who gets thrown off the program each week.
Agreed. And frankly, I'm waiting for it to be whittled down a little bit so that we can have some real debates. Because these 30-second sound bites, it makes it difficult to distinguish between all of them. They're all conservative. They're all Republicans. So now you just have to determine which one do you feel is going to lead the country the best as a Republican moving out of the primary. And I agree with Joe. It looks like Romney's going to be the guy.
As a Democrat, how do you view this? Because obviously looking at the economy, knowing that the likelihood is of a huge turnaround in the economy within 12 months is unlikely, what is the Democratic strategy to reposition the president so he's not a one-term president?
Well, I think that the obvious strategy is that you have to wait till Obama has an opponent, and then you pit him against the opponent. Because even though the economy does not look like it's going to get much better, when you compare what Obama's done and tried to do with some of the crackpot ideas of the Republican contenders, I think that's where the battle and the hope for Obama is, when they actually have an opponent and they can point out what this opponent believes. For example, you know, take Romney. You know, Romney would just soon see all the foreclosures get speeded up and taken care of, and all these people out of their homes so that Wall Street can start over again. Romney,
I think Wall Street's already doing just fine right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you respond to that, Mindy?
Well,
crackpots?
Well, yeah, the crackpots. Stimulus, too, is not exactly what I would call a great idea. We're already in debt so much, Chris. Come on. And I think that for us to step back, I mean, he's out talking about jobs. And they've been talking about jobs from Stimulus 1, Stimulus 2, Stimulus 3, whatever, and everything that they're doing was supposed to create all these jobs, and it hasn't to some degree.
Well, you know, the Republicans have been talking about, on the one hand, they say they're all about jobs, but what they've been talking about and spend their time on is, you know, abortion, you know, regulations, eliminating environmental controls, and almost everything except jobs. And you look at, and they talk about regulations being the be-all, end-all, and all the candidates in the debate last night all were let's get rid of all these regulations. But if you'd go to the real world of business, business is not so concerned about regulations. They'd like less regulations. Every business would. They're not so concerned about tax policy. What they're concerned about is having customers for their businesses. And that's the one thing that Obama has tried to help them with, is providing customers.
Well, you know, the stimulus, if you look at it, it didn't create jobs. It preserved jobs, a lot of union jobs.
Well, it did, but, you know, the foreclosure problem, I'd like to just say something about
that. Okay, we've got about 30 seconds.
It's the banks who won't open up their coffers, if you will, to and their resistance to creative financing to get out of this foreclosure problem.
Why should they take risk when they're borrowing money at 0% and investing it and getting a return on it?
Well, because
they're not loaning it out.
They're not loaning any money out. That's the problem. I don't think so. Until people have some security in their homes, and we get past this foreclosure crisis, and we reduce the inventory of houses, we're never going to get to the jobs part of this.
And it's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you all very much after this timeout.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
What? Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broke.
No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
At GlassPro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty, only at GlassPro.
After 36 years serving the people of Northern California, Robin's House of Furniture in Susanville has one final thing to say. Thank you. Yes, Robin's House of Furniture is closing the doors and going out of business forever. Every stick of fine furniture, stacks of mattress sets, loads of leather, and acres of flooring must now be sold at a sacrifice to the first buyers through the doors. Imagine fine quality furniture, carpet, and flooring at a fraction of the price. That dream is now a reality at Robin's House of Furniture and Carpet One Floor and Home. After 36 years closing the doors and going out of business forever.
You wouldn't give your kids heroin. Why give them access to your prescription medications? OxyContin and other prescription painkillers are simply heroin in a pill. Drug poisoning is the second leading cause of accidental death. If you owned a gun, you'd keep it under lock and key. Prescription drugs can be just as deadly. Kids can get drugs on the street. Don't make it any easier for them at home. Keep your children and grandchildren safe. Lock up your prescription drugs.
Among the guests coming up next week on Nevada Newsmakers, former Governor Bob List will be here, plus the political consultants Dan Hart, Ryan Irwin, and Greg Ferraro. This is the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.